Test. Hello, everybody. This is Pun Plamondon, Minister of Defense for the White Panther Party. As most of you already know, the progressive people all across the land are outraged at the treatment given John Sinclair, and are determined to put an end to this blatant miscarriage of justice that is being perpetrated against John. Now, this miscarriage of justice began back in 1966. When for 2 months, two members of the Detroit undercover secret narcotics police hounded, pestered, and through lying, deceitful ways, entrapped John into giving away free two marijuana cigarettes. Judge Robert Glombo ruled that the police activity was a clear case of entrapment, and that the evidence was gathered illegally. But the wheels of injustice are sometimes impossible to reverse. The same illegally gathered evidence was used to convict John for possessing two marijuana cigarettes. And as if to show that even judges are simply cogs in the wheels of the notorious Recorder's Court injustice, John was sentenced to 9.5 to 10 years in prison. But the wheel of injustice still turns, even now, a whole year later. The wheel grinds on, unheeding the pleas of the people for justice, and crushing out any resemblance to justice that the legal system tries to cling to. Not only was John sentenced to the outrageous punishment of 9.5 to 10 years, but he has repeatedly been denied appeal bond, and he has been repeatedly denied the right to appeal his case to a higher court. To add another chapter to the already sickening display of American jurisprudence, John has been transferred to a maximum security prison in the cold north country of Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula at Marquette. The round trip from his home to the prison is well over 1,000 miles. Making it next to impossible for John to meet with his attorneys, with his wife and two small daughters, as well as with his parents. And as if to turn a bad dream into a nightmare, the Michigan Department of Corrections, in cahoots with the Postal Department, have repeatedly denied John his postal rights and the right to have visits from business agents and members of the press and other media. Now we ask you, how long are the people expected to gulp down this endless tissue of mule puke? Are we to keep silent and go to our doom like some mindless idiots? Are we to sit back and watch as the forces of darkness blank out what little light is left in the American legal system? No. No, no, no. A million times no. On July 28th, a fast will begin. A fast for justice. A justice fast for John Sinclair. The justice fast will begin on the first anniversary of the cruel and unusual sentencing of John to 9.5 to 10 years in prison. This 4-day fast will take place in Detroit from July 28th to July 31st. The fast will cleanse us physically as well as spiritually, as thousands of us all across Michigan and all across North America begin our demonstration of the outrage at the plight of John. The fast will not, of course, spring open the barred windows or the barred doors of John's cell. This justice fast will be one step to inform the force that does open prison doors, and that force is the people. We inform the people that 9.5 to 10 years in a maximum security prison is not justice. So we encourage all progressive peoples and all people, no matter what their political leaning, to support the fast and to talk about the plight of John Sinclair where they work, where they hang out, with their friends and neighbors. Now, the justice fast is not the entire action. The entire week of July 28th to August 2nd has been declared John Sinclair Week, culminating in a giant celebration, a feast concert, a freedom feast, for the whole community to aid the John Sinclair Defense Fund. We're having a justice fast because we want justice fast. Justice fast. Fast justice. Support the fast. Support the John Sinclair Defense Fund. Free John Sinclair, free Bobby G. Seale, free all political prisoners, and all prisoners of war. This has been Pun Plamondon, Minister of Defense for the White Panther Party, talking, July 21st, 1970. Power to the people.